Catholics call on Attorney General to protect churches from pro-abortion radicals' planned Mother's Day protests. By Penny Starr on May 6, 2022. Catholics are seeking help from Attorney General Merrick Garland after plans surfaced that left-wing protesters who want abortion on demand to remain the law of the land will show up at churches on Mother's Day to protest the U.S. Supreme Court's draft opinion on overturning Roe v. Wade. The national Catholic advocacy group Catholic Vote has asked Garland to enforce the law and protect churches from threats from people who have already vandalized churches and clashed with police at protests. The aggressive rage exhibited by pro-abortion advocates over the past week, and the plans of anti-Catholic zealots to disrupt Catholic masses around the country this weekend, is a vile attempt to harass, threaten, and intimidate, Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, said in a statement. It is religious bigotry of the worst kind. Yet these threats to the safety of Catholic pastors and parishioners have been met with a stunning silence from our Catholic president, Birch said. Silence is not an option. President Biden must make clear that the targeting of Catholic churches is indefensible and against the law. Further, Attorney General Merrick Garland must make clear that acting on these plans would constitute a violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE, Act and will be punished to the full extent of the law. Furthermore, the Attorney General has an obligation to alert every U.S. attorney across the country and remind them of the law and their duty to enforce it, Birch said. No religious believer in America should fear for their safety while attending church this Sunday, or any day, Birch said. We once again call on all responsible leaders in Washington to condemn and stop these dangerous threats before they result in violence. On Thursday, Birch wrote a blog on the intense reaction to Justice Samuel Alito's draft opinion. A group named Ruth Sent Us is calling for disruption and violence in Catholic churches, as well as protests outside the private homes of Supreme Court justices and their families. These group also published the addresses of the justices' homes. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.